Our next story, as I said, originated on social media a few days ago. A social media user called Sifiso Masilela posted a screen grab of a conversation he'd had via text message with an estate agent from Pam Golding. Now, in it, Sifiso inquired about an advert for a property that was available for rent. The agent then responded by confirming the property was still available and asked who was inquiring. When Mr. Masilela identified himself, the agent then responded saying, "The owners only want white people renting their place." Let's find out what was behind this interaction. CEO of Pam Golding, Andrew Golding, joins us now. Dr. Golding, thank you so much for your time on the program this evening. Can you confirm this exchange took place between one of your agents and Sifiso Masilela?
Yes, I can. And I can also confirm that we view it in a most serious light. There was a breakdown in the policies and procedures of the office, and we're conducting a full investigation at the moment. We absolutely don't condone any kind of discrimination, and this was an absolute breach of our procedures. And as I say, we're investigating this fully at the moment.
So you agree that your agent was racist?
So in actual fact, what happened here was that in January, another agent of the office got the mandate for the property. There were no restrictions of any kind in the mandate. The property was advertised, and then in April, when a different agent took over the mandate, the landlord decided at that stage to verbally impose a restriction on the kind of tenants that the landlord was looking for. And unfortunately, the agent, who was an intern, had not been sufficiently briefed in terms of the policies and procedures of the office and continued to work that mandate.
So you're blaming an intern, essentially, Dr. Golding, for what went wrong?
No, I'm not blaming the intern at all. In fact, the problem lies with the management of the office and the breakdown in the policies and procedures. It's not the intern's fault at all.
Which office is this that caused this offence?
The property's in the White River area.
All right. How do you deal with landlords who are racist and expect you to implement their racist ideologies?
We absolutely don't take their business, and we refuse to take their business. That's our policy and procedure, and it's been in place for many years. So unfortunately, this was a breakdown in this regard.
So tell me, how it's possible for someone to enter your organization and not be trained in the values and vision of that organization?
Yeah, and that's really the investigation that's underway. We're trying to understand how that could have happened. We have a very strict process of onboarding with interns and, in fact, anybody who joins our organization. And so we're obviously reviewing that. We're conducting this investigation to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And we're extremely sorry that this has happened and want to apologize to everybody who's been impacted in this in any way.
Have you engaged with Mr. Masilela?
I've left him a message and hoping to speak to him myself, yes.
All right. So how do you see yourself carrying out this apology or compensating him for the hurt he's experienced as a result of this?
Well, firstly, to apologize personally from me and from the organization, to explain to him how this took place, and then to see how the conversation goes from there.
You see, it's interesting to me that an organization of your organization's standing, of your company's standing, should not put interns through a rigorous process that firstly allows them to be aware of the fact that it would be in complete contrast to your values to even entertain a suggestion like this, that only white residents or tenants would be allowed in a property.
I couldn't agree with you more. We are absolutely shattered that this has happened. We, as I've said, have a very strict policy. Our values are very clear. We make sure that our franchisees, in this case this is a franchise, are absolutely clear about those values and our policies and procedures, and this has been a breakdown of that. We have 300 offices, and you know, it's our expectation that every office will uphold our values. So we are most upset about this, to say the least.
Just give me a sense of this. I mean, when a property owner comes to you and says, look, it's my property that I want you to rent out, and these are the individuals I prefer. I prefer perhaps a woman in this property because perhaps they believe in the stereotype that women are neater. How do you balance that right when it comes to a controversial issue like gender or race?
We base it on the fact that we don't condone discrimination of any kind. And so if that preference is a discriminatory preference, then we simply will not take on that business. if that request is something that we think is reasonable and relatively accepted. For example, if someone said, I don't want to have a tenant who has pets, then that's something that we could entertain.
When you address this issue with Mr. Masilela, will you be offering him this property as an option, or are these particular property owners off your books after what's happened?
No, we've immediately resigned from the mandate. The moment we became aware of this, we informed the property owner that we would be unable to participate in renting the property any further.
All right. Is there a body that regulates what estate agencies are doing in terms of implementing the law and ensuring that there is no discrimination of any kind in this regard?
Yes, well, the Estate Agency Affairs Board is the industry regulator, and there is a code of conduct which all estate agents adhere to in terms of our regulator and their rules.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us. We'd like to hear back from you once you've resolved the situation to find out how that was done. Dr. Andrew Golding, thank you for your time. He is the CEO of Pam Golding Property Group, admitting to us that someone at their Hazyview office really messed this one up, essentially, and should not have in any way interacted with the customer in this way.